There was once a man of some means, and he decided that he wanted to find himself a wife who was full of traditional values and who would do as he thought fit for his home. One who had been raised in a very sheltered environment, who understood family and raising children and what was proper. And so he left his home and traveled deep into the country until he found another family that was very well off and very concerned with what was proper and raising your children correctly and treating family as they should be treated. And there in that family was a girl just the right age for him. And so he spent a year there, courting her, courting the family, until they gave him permission to marry her. And after a great big wedding ceremony, this man traveled back home with his new wife. Now, when they got to his new home, the wife was excited because she knew her husband held all of the traditional values, all of the good ones. And so she was very happy, and it was time to set up house. The very first thing she noticed when she got into the kitchen was that sitting behind the stove was an old man. He had a little ratty blanket, not very big, and a simple wooden bowl. And as soon as she came around the corner and looked at him, he cowered down in fear. Well, she had no idea what he was back there for, and so she went and asked her husband. She said, "Husband, who is that behind the stove?" And he said, "Oh, that wretched creature is my father." "Your father? That's your father? What's he doing?" "Don't you talk to me about him," he said. "The things I could tell you about what he did to me when I was a child. The things I could tell you about what he said to me. He doesn't even deserve what I've given him. You leave him behind the stove, and if I catch you being kind to him, you'll be sorry." And so the wife left the husband's father right there. But she was troubled, sorely troubled. This was no way to treat family. This is not what she had bargained for. Every day she cooked a lavish meal for her husband, and he would pick up just the mere smallest piece of it and take it back and say to the old father, "Hold out your bowl!" And as soon as he held it out, the son would put the meager bit in his bowl, and the old man would wolf it down very fast. Her husband would say, "Hurry up! I must clean it out before I give it back to you, and don't you get up, don't you move!" The old man came out from behind the stove only a couple of times a day to stretch his old bones and relieve himself, and then he was sat back there again. The wife didn't think she could bear this. She just really didn't think she could. And she put her mind to figure out how she could solve the problem, how she could make her husband see that what this was wrong and cruel and certainly did not hold up to any standard of what was right in a family. It also was something that she needed to do to make her husband understand that she too was part of the family, and he could not make decisions without her. And she thought, and she thought, and finally she came up with a solution. One night, while her husband was sleeping, she crept from her bed, went behind the stove, and woke the old man. He sat up in fear. "Well, I haven't done anything, I haven't done anything," she said. "I know, but I need you to do something." What shall I do, mistress? But please," she said. "No, listen, tomorrow, when I come to give you your breakfast, I want you to have broken your bowl in half." "Break my bowl? Oh, lady, I can't do that. He'll kill me." "Listen carefully. Break your bowl in half. Trust me." And then she crept back to bed. Well, the next morning, she made a lavish breakfast as always. But before her husband could turn to the old father and tell him to bring out his bowl, she said, "Husband, I don't think you should have to speak to this old creature behind the stove. You let me take care of him, and if he doesn't do right, I shall beat him with my spoon." The husband smiled. At last, his wife was beginning to understand how things were around the house. He'd become worried because she seemed so sympathetic and worried about the old man. But now she was beginning to see how things were supposed to be. He sat back in his chair and he said, "Very well, wife, you take care of him." And she stormed over to the corner there behind the stove. She said, "Old man, give me your bowl." The old man, trembling in his bones, held up the two pieces of the broken bowl. She said, "You fool!" She grabbed the bowl. She said, "Husband, look at what this crazy old man has done. He's broken this bowl which you provided for him." "Oh, how dare you," she said. She slammed the bowl onto the floor, shattering it into pieces. And then she said, "Give me your blanket." The old man held up the blanket, and she took it, and she took some shears, and she cut it in half. And then she gave him the half of the blanket, folded up the other half, and put that half of a blanket in the closet. The husband said, "Well, that's very wise, wife, punishing him like that." She said, "Punishing him? Oh, no, I'm not punishing him." She said, "He already ruined the bowl, and I don't want him to ruin the blanket." The husband said, "Well, why would you be worried about him ruining the blanket?" She said, "I'm going to need that blanket, because when you're old and our children put you behind the stove, what do you expect? I'm going to give you a brand new blanket?" The husband just stared at her. She said, "Surely you didn't think that our children could grow up watching you treat your own father like this and not realize that that's how fathers are supposed to be treated." That very day, the old man was given a place of honor at the table, and he spoke to his father, and the two of them made peace with each other. And from that day forward, the husband listened when his wife spoke because he realized there was wisdom within her. And that is the story of the blanket and the bowl.